This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
Hey, I got a brand new sponsor of the show. Colfax, I'm going to take you there. We're going to go have a couple of beers, have the wings, Tilted Barrel, the Tilted Barrel in Loveland, brand new sponsor. I went in for the first time like a month ago. I met the owner. We're sitting down talking. TVs everywhere. Got TVs everywhere. They do live music there. I ordered some of the wings. Oh, my goodness. It is ridiculous. Kind of want to go there right now. What do we got? 20 minutes? You good? You take over? Tilted Barrel has everything you want in a pub. It's family friendly, too. So if you're not going there with the fellas or the ladies' night, whatever, go there with the family and have a great time. That's the Tilted Barrel. Local, and you'll love this, Colfax. They support local breweries. They have, they got the big, what do they call that now? You see it in local breweries, the big old, they look like TV monitors, and they got the list of all the local beers down there. They got one of those there. So they support local beer.
I'm all in.
You're all in, man. You're a Loveland guy.
Let's go. I'm Loveland. I'm Northern Colorado.
Yeah. So we're going to get to Tilted Barrel. Hulligans, we got to get you guys out there. Check it out, especially our Loveland listeners. You guys are tuning in right now. You're like, let's head over to Tilted Barrel. It's lunchtime. Perfect.
Still got 20 minutes to grab a beer here, guys.
Hey, it works. No Kelly Lyle. Can't get a hold of him. He's a busy guy. Or maybe he might have told me he's on vacation or something, man. I can't keep it straight. He probably told
you. That might be the case.
That could be the case.
Yeah.
Drew Locke, you heard the sports report moments ago. He's driving in Kansas.
Why? And, first off.
Yeah, well, So, yeah, it's not a Jamal Murray thing.
Okay.
The Chiefs are not looking to trade Mahomes for Locke, so you don't have to worry about that. Who knows? Maybe we could sweeten the deal a little bit, throw in Teddy Bridgewater and get Patrick Mahomes. Two quarterbacks for the price of one?
I think that's a good deal.
I mean, come on. A lug nut comes off someone's tire or wheel and hits his windshield. And it like almost goes in. It's halfway in the windshield. He goes crazy, pulls off, freaked out. The cops found him. He's good. He's not hurt. Nothing was bad. Had a seatbelt on, so all good. Dude, that gets through there? It's like a bullet.
Yeah.
Tighten your lug nuts, people. That's the story. That's the theme of today's show.
Save a quarterback, tighten your lug nuts.
Yes. Like, how loose would that have to be to come off like that?
I can't even imagine.
I mean, I tighten them so good that you can't get them off when you have a flat tire and you're on Highway 85 and it's 97 degrees. That happened
like
to me once.
You're telling a story, yeah.
Last year, actually. Yeah, it was awful. I got one of those cable thingies that have the hooks that come out. Like the rubber cable type deal? That's like a strap. Like a rubber strap.
Okay.
And they got the metal hooks on the each ends.
For taking the lug nut off?
That's what I ran over.
Oh.
And it's in my... the hook, it's not sharp at all, was sticking up perfectly, apparently.
A bungee cord.
Like the rubber bungee cords. Yes. There you go. That's the word of the day. That's what I ran into. It was just on the highway. Must have been up perfectly for it and went in. And then I just... It was crazy.
I'd do it.
Absolutely nuts. What's the craziest thing you have that ever flattened your tire?
Just a regular old screw, I think.
I had a bone once.
What you have?
Well, I grew up on a farm.
A bone?
Yeah, I have
flat
tire.
Was it like a sharpened bone?
It was like a dinosaur bone or something. No, it was just like it was a bone. And it flattened the tire. I ran over some roadkill, so I never run over roadkill, ever.
Well, that's rule number one.
Yeah.
Because you want to go pick it up.
Yeah, you want to keep it up. Yeah, you don't want to get blood on your tire. Yeah, exactly. You don't want to get bones penetrating your wheel. It happens, Colfax.
Wow.
It does.
I never would have guessed.
Yes. Well, I never would have guessed a bungee cord.
Well, that happens.
Cable. Does it really? Yeah. Those will go in like that?
I can imagine.
Apparently they do. Yeah.
One time I was driving up I-25 and this dude had a ladder and it just slipped off and I watched it slip off the back of his truck going like 80.
Did somebody hit it?
They might have. It was scary. I missed it. I saw it happening, so I'm like, I'm going to go over here, but it was real scary.
Dude, people don't like strap stuff down. My wife and I, we were at the drive-thru, believe it or not, drive-thru Wendy's. We go there all the time because somebody in my family will not eat anything other than Wendy's nuggets. And only half of each nugget. So we waste a lot of nuggets. Or I eat a lot of slobbery nuggets. We're sitting there in the drive-thru. This guy pulls up. and he's got a truck full of logs, just wood logs. He's got a strap over the top, but there is a button, and some of them aren't logs; they're chopped up and stuff. And there, nothing is holding them down. Like nothing's holding half of those logs down. It's like one strap, and these logs are not one item, right? There's thousands of these wooden pieces, and we're thinking, what is this guy doing? He's going to be driving on the road. Those pieces are going to be falling out as he's driving. So
he's got the one strap, though.
He's got. I'm like, what is the purpose of the strap? He's got one line of wood chips that he's protecting, apparently. Greenacre says, ran over a cinder block that fell out of a truck in front of me and blew out three tires on Harmony.
Ooh.
Oh, dude. On Harmony, too. Was it packed then? I mean, when isn't Harmony packed now? My goodness. Noob says, the Suns and four guys about 15 minutes past his 15 minutes of fame. Are we done with that now?
Yeah.
Murray brought it back up. We were done with it, and Murray brought it back. Is Murray a long-term Nugget?
That's the question we have to ask now.
Well, again, Porter's going to be... This is his last year on his rookie contract. Now, he can sign... You know, he can sign for any amount. He can get a max contract, not like a Joker MVP max contract, but they have that to worry about, too, in 2 years. They have to pay Joker. You know Joker's going to opt in for it, right? He's going to get the max contract, which is going to be bank. So they're going to take care of him. That means you can probably pay one more guy superstar numbers, superstar salary. And right now, Murray's getting that. Well, he's got 3 years left on the contract. Do you pay Porter now? At the end of this season? And then are you going to be able to afford anything else? Is it going to be Porter, Murray, Joker, and then everybody else is just kind of C players? That's usually what those teams look like. So the Nuggets will have some very... This is going to be a big year. I mean, suddenly... So we've been at this trajectory for the Nuggets, Colfax, for the last 5 years, where it's like, okay, just get Malone in, get better, going to the playoffs, getting past the first round, going to the playoffs, getting to the Western Conference Finals. This year, all right, Jamal gets hurt. We're going to, even though they didn't take a step up, they took a step down. We don't really look at it like that. But next year, there's no more going up. You got to go to the Western Conference Finals. That's it. If you start going down, then we go, do the Nuggets have the pieces they need to take the next step? Because Phoenix, if they secure Chris Paul, they're not going anywhere. Texter Dixon here. Where's the text? Brady, I don't care who the guy is, what team he roots for, or what jersey he's wearing. The other guy got everything he deserved. Suns and four guy handled it like a boss, and nobody can hate on him for that. Even Murray. I'm not saying anybody hates on him for it, but do you want... Okay, Dixon, Broncos fan... beats the hell out of a Chiefs fan, which that happens probably every day. Broncos fan beats the hell out of a Chiefs fan. You cool with Patrick Mahomes? And maybe the Broncos knocked the Chiefs. Okay, come on, just play with me here. The Broncos knocked the Chiefs out of the playoffs. Whooped them, 42-3. And Broncos fan beats the hell out of Chiefs fan. Chiefs fan got it coming, great. Do you want to see Patrick Mahomes in a club with Broncos fan and taking pictures like, what's up? It's my guy. Really? You cool with that? Chiefs Kingdom? Dixon says, yeah, if the guy deserved it. He did deserve it. Yeah, he did. But I'm still like, Jamal can buy him a drink. He could hang out. They could be friends. But I don't know that you want to do the picture thing. And then you pair that with liking the Lakers tweet, and everyone's losing their mind. Dixon says he has no problem with it if the guy deserved it. So Patrick Mahomes comes to Denver, goes to one of our clubs, hangs out, taking pictures of Broncos fans. It's just like the players going to midcourt before the game, shaking hands and hugging and stuff. And it's like, no, I don't want to see that. You're getting ready to go at it right now. I'd rather see, you know what they do in Hawaii? Their little dances that they do right before they play a game against each other. It's like their warrior thing. I want to see them do that, getting all pissy with each other, getting after it. Same thing with the fans. I've always said it on this show. You can be loving in real life, but when it comes to sports, you got to have some sports hate. And I get that that was real life in that moment, but Jamal could have been nice to him, had a drink. Cool, I'm going to buy you a drink. That's great. No pictures, man. No, I'm not going to do pictures with you. That might cross the line. You can be good to him, but no pictures. Dixon, in today's world, taking a pic is like buying him a drink. Yeah, but not the entire world knows you bought him a drink. I actually would be okay if I found out he bought him a drink, as opposed to taking the picture with him. The picture's like sports memorabilia now. Suns fans get to hang that on their wall. We own you guys. Look, our number one fan hanging with your boy, Jamal. If I were a Suns fan, I'd be blowing that up. Next year, especially. Ugh. When are we going to get our Nuggets and four fan? We don't have... Nuggets don't have fans like the Broncos do. You know, the Broncos created legendary fans. We need some Nuggets fans to kind of step up and be that person that stands out. When more Chiefs fans drink Bush and watch NASCAR, they would have connected on the cheap shot. Okay, that's good. 49 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. Thursday night special, we're only on for a little bit. We got the Rockies. They can't win against Arizona. I told you, Colfax, this thing's spiraling. They got a flat tire on Highway 85, and it's about ready to blow. We'll be right back.
It's a party. Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.